President Joe Biden opened his speech at the NAACP convention by recalling President Harry S. Truman, who in 1947 became the first president to address an NAACP convention. Biden says Truman, with the help of the NAACP, desegregated the military and laid the groundwork for the civil rights agenda. It was also a veiled reference to Biden's own recent campaign difficulties, as Biden notes that Truman was often counted out.
Story goes, Truman said, if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. Well, guess what? After the last couple weeks, I know what he means.
Biden's speech at the NAACP's 115th National Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, marks his first event on the campaign trail since the attempted assassination of his Republican rival Donald Trump. Biden points out that an AR-15 rifle was used in the shooting, the same type of assault weapon that's been used in high-profile mass shootings and other less publicized shootings. Biden repeated his call to turn down the temperature of political rhetoric, but he explained a little more about that.
Just because we must lower the temperature and our politics is related to violence, it doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth. Who you are, what you've done, what you'll do, that's fair game. As Harry Truman said, I've never given anyone hell. I just told the truth and they thought it was hell.
And with that, he proceeded to tell what he calls the truth about why Trump's presidency was, in his words, hell for Black America, including Trump's attempts to repeal Obamacare, his tax cut for the wealthy and corporations, and mismanagement of the pandemic, among other things.
And you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Donald Trump called for the National Guard to go after you. What in the hell's the matter with this man? Oh, I'm serious. Go figure.
He also mocked Trump's use of the term black jobs.
It tells a lot about the man and about his character. Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Biden drew a contrast with his own first term, with record investments in historically black colleges and universities, inflation down, and student debt relief. He also talked about the future, with a call for Congress to pass legislation that would make corporate landlords cap rent increases at 5% or risk losing federal tax breaks. And he promises future action on student debt, medical debt, expanding Social Security, raising the minimum wage, and more.
Here's my plan for the first 100 days of the second term. Kamala and I are calling on Congress to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. I did all that I was constantly able to do with executive authority, but we need the act. And we need to pass the Freedom to Vote Act. And I'll sign them both into law immediately. And guess what? Come hell or high water, we're going to restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land.
Biden also took up another issue that's dogged his campaign recently, his age. The issue has caused consternation among some Democrats after Biden's disappointing debate performance against Trump. Biden faced the issue head on.
Hopefully, with age, I've demonstrated a little bit of wisdom. Here's what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. I know how to do this job. And I know the good Lord hasn't brought us this far to leave us now.
In case there's any doubt about whether Biden will withdraw from the candidacy, Biden said, I'm all in, I'm all in. It's a line used by the man that introduced Biden at the convention, Derek Johnson, the president and CEO of the NAACP. Johnson says the black community has saved democracy before, and it's being called on again to struggle against those who would roll back civil rights and democracy.
While they may not be like us, we have to make them think like us. We have to band together the way they do. We must come together. We don't have a time for us versus us public fight. We only have time for a us for us saving of this democracy.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.